Would the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary will please take the roll.
The roll shows 20 senators present this morning.
Senate, please rise for prayer. Lay Rabbi, Rabbi Danny Plotnick.
Let us pray. God, grant us serenity to accept things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
I don't know whether he's feeling pretty rotten.
He's
all right. I wonder whether he can hold up the picture. He should have his
Well,
let's see. Here.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal to the 129th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 129th legislative day be approved as certified.
Hear no objection. The journal is certified. This brings us down to the introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'm guest in the far gallery, a constituent, a longtime friend, and a prominent Anchorage attorney, Ames Luce.
Further introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
Messages of May 21. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Bill number 930, increasing the number of Superior Court judges, Chapter 34. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 509, Rules, Special Appropriation to the Alaska Permanent Fund, Chapter 35. Dear Mr. President, I have read the following resolutions and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 60, relating to the 12th Annual Girls State at Sitka Legislative Resolve number 23, SCR number 61, 14th Annual Boys State at Camp Carroll, Legislative Resolve number 24. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 67, amended House, directing the state to take measures to protect Alaskan interests in NEFCO bankruptcy. Legislative Resolve number 26. Those are the messages from the House, from the governor this morning.
Are there any messages from the House?
Messages of May 21. The House has passed the following and returned. CSSB 543, amending the Alaska Small Loans Act. The House has concurred in the Senate Amendment to Sponsor Substitute for House Joint Resolution number 66, amended, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Joint Resolution number 66, amended Senate, upgrading of the White Pass and Yukon Route. The House has concurred in the Senate Amendment to CSHB 917, amended, thus adopting Committee Substitute for House Bill number 917, amended Senate, Foreign Trade Zones. This automatically disbands the pre-conference committee on these bills. The House has failed to recede from its amendments to Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill number 1, Finance, amended, State Loan Programs, establishing the Alaska Commercial Loan Corporation and authorizing the purchase of housing mortgage loans by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, namely HCSCSSSB1, amended House, State Loan Programs, State Mortgage Programs, and State Revenue Bonding Programs. The Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider the above bills. Representative Meekins, Chairman, Representative Cottons, Representative Hayes. Senate members are Senator Holman, Chairman, Senator Mulcahy, and Senator Sumner. The House has failed to recede from its amendment to second committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 84 amended, pipeline tariffs, namely HCSCSB 84, oil and gas leases, and their unitization to oil and gas conservation and to reports of oil and gas under state leases. The Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the Light Committee from the Senate to consider the above bills. Representative McKinnon, Chairman, Representative Miles, Representative Chatterton. Senate members are Senator Bennett, Chairman, Senator Ziegler and Mulcahy. The House has failed to recede from its amendments to CSSB 514, amending the criminal provisions relating to cruelty to animals and establishing a crime of promoting an exhibition of fighting animals, namely HCS-CSSB 514 amended House, amending the criminal provisions relating to cruelty to animals and establishing the crime for promoting an exhibition of fighting animals and for the destruction of animals by the use of a decompression chamber. The Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the Light Committee from the Senate to consider the above bills. Representative Miller, Chairman, Representative Munson, Representative Martin. Senate members are Senators Ziegler, Chairman, Mielen, and Sturgiluski. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Bill Number 512 by Representatives Miller, Duncan, and Moss. An act relating to historical districts and to loans qualifying under the Historical District Loan Act and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are the messages in the House this morning.
Are there any communications?
We have no communications.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered House Bill Number 615, exemption from municipal property taxation, and recommends due pass, signed Senator Sturgiluski, Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy and Stimson. HB 615 has a further referral to finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 932, finance, creating the Office of Rural Development and the Rural Development Council, and a majority of the committee recommends that it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute with a new title and due pass. Signed, Senator Sturgiluski, Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy and Stimson. Senator Kelly signed, no recommendation. HB 932 has a further referral to finance. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Resolution Number 26 by the Rules Committee, by request, relating to requested rate increases by certain freight handlers.
Commerce.
Senate Resolution Number 27 by the Rules Committee, by request, relating to the construction of the dike at approximately mile 44 of the Glen Highway.
Finance.
Those are the resolutions today.
This brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Holman. Without objection, the Senate advances to announcement of committee meetings.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, first pre-conference committee meeting on Senate Bill 1 is scheduled for 10:30 in the Senate Finance Committee this morning.
Thank you, sir. We have, I'm reminded by the Secretary that we had scheduled the photograph today at 11 o'clock. Senator Ray, would you be able to stand for a photograph today, or should we?
I don't know. Let's wait until tomorrow.
Yes, we have a sunny day, and we can get the get this little chore taken care of. But no, it's a photograph of the total body. We very seldom have 20 members, and this would be a chance to go down on the step, the Capitol steps, and have the picture taken. Would you rather have the postponement, sir?
No, I don't think that our pre-conference committee would disturb that schedule at all.
But you'd have to be there yourself.
That's true.
All right, we'll leave things.
We're just going to sign the report.
very pleasant sound, but you know it's. All right, we'll continue on with consideration of the daily calendar.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 178 of the Labor Management Committee, an act relating to certificates of fitness and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Management Committee considered this bill and reports it back with a majority, no recommendation. Senator Ferguson, chairman, signed due pass. Signing, no recommendation, were Senators Ray, Coletta, and Bradley. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 178 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 178, an act relating to certificates of fitness and providing for an effective date.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 178 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 nays.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 178 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 178 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
House Bill number 389 by Representatives Phillips, Cotton, and Halford by request. An act relating to state regulation of fireworks and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, chairman, and Senator Bennett signed do pass. Senator Ray signed do not pass. Senator Meadon signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 389 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed for final passage.
House Bill number 389, an act relating to state regulation of fireworks and providing for an effective date.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 389 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas and 4 nays.
And so House Bill 389 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 389 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Second Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 22, an act relating to the donation of blood by those who have reached the age of 17 years, is on reconsideration, returned to Rules. The Rules Committee considered this bill again and recommends that it be replaced with a third Senate Committee substitute with a new title and calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, chairman, concurring Senators Tillian, Coleman, and Sumner. Senator Ziegler signed, lost all my blood at the age of 17. Okay. I have a correction to the reconsideration. The Senate rescinded their action originally in failing this bill. So it's just on third reading.
Stand at ease, please.
Senator Coletta, yes, I think we're ready. Senate, please come back to order. Senator Coletta, you had a motion?
Yes, Mr. President, I move adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
I'll object.
Objection is noted.
Point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. President. I noticed the original second committee substitute was an act relating to the donation of blood by those who reached 17. The third committee substitute is continues the existence of the Alaska Transportation Commission. Now somebody's going to have to explain to me the the title situation, because frankly, normally we at least try to find a hook to hang something onto, but I don't even see a hook available. So how can we do this, Mr. President?
It's Senator Ray first, and then Senator Ferguson.
Well, Mr. President, I find myself in full agreement with my colleague. A committee substitute is merely an amendment. And if you look at Mason Manual, Section 404, Subsection 2, committee amendments must be relevant to the general subject matter of the bill referred to the committee in order to be received. Also, it would be a violation of our uniform rules, because this bill has not had three readings. This is the first reading. We haven't suspended any rules to make the second reading or nothing else. So this is a technical point, Mr. President, and one that might have far-reaching implications sometime in the immediate or future. I would suggest that we find out exactly what powers this body does have in relation to the uniform rules implemented by Mason's Manual. So I think that Senator Kelly is absolutely correct.
Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, I'd agree with Senator Ray on the capital move bill, but on this one,
Senator Coletta, did you wish to?
Yes, we stand at ease again, please.
There's a motion before us at this time. The motion is, shall the Rules Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill? Senator Ray?
I do not withdraw my objection, Mr. President. I think it's a valid objection, and to have it noted in the journal is exactly what the objection is and the reason for the objection. I would ask for a vote.
As far as your motion, your objection, it will be listed in the journal. Are you ready for the vote?
Yes, sir.
The question is, shall the Rules Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill? Is there objections?
I object.
The question, members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
15 yeas and 4 nays.
And so the Rules Committee substitute has been adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Third Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 22 by the Rules Committee, an act continuing the existence of the Alaska Transportation Commission, providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Third Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 22 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and place for final passage.
Third Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 22, an act continuing the existence of the Alaska Transportation Commission and providing for an effective date.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, once again, I must register my objection. I think this is in violation of our uniform rules. I think it's in violation of Mason's Manual. And I have no objection to the passage of the bill. I don't think that the procedure is used, although it has been used before. If nobody objects to it, that's another matter. But I object to it this time, and it could provide the basis for a legal action.
Senator Ziegler.
I don't know why we can't hold this one legislative day and ask the city council to come back with a defending this bill.
Is there objection to holding House Bill 22 for one legislative day, Senator Kutula?
Mr. President, the policy of doing this sort of thing has bothered me also. just because I'm in the middle of some of these things. I would think that that would be a very valuable tool for us to work with. I think we should have a decision on this matter.
Senator Clara?
Mr. President, do you plan, we haven't had an opportunity to discuss, of continuing or holding the session open today? Or do you plan to adjourn at the conclusion of the calendar?
I really had planned on adjourning at the, so that the free conference committees could work. Do you have some bill? Do you wish to add ease?
Yes, please.
Senator, please come back to order. Senator Coletta, did you in?
Yes, Mr. President, I would request if Senator Ziegler would allow an amendment to his motion, and that would be to defer action on this measure until later today. I will get an opinion, and since we plan on recessing until 4 o'clock to receive additional messages from the House, we can dispose of the matter at 4 o'clock if an opinion is in hand at that time.
Senator Ziegler? Hear no objection. It'll be postponed till later in the day. Madam Secretary.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 52 by the Commerce Committee relating to proposed amendments to FAA regulations contained in 14 CFR Parts 107, 108, 121, 129, and 135 regarding the security of small commercial aircraft and the airports that serve them. The Commerce Committee considered this resolution and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Stimson, and Sturgiluski. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for HJR 52 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 52 relating to proposed amendments to FAA regulations contained in 14 CFR Parts 107, 108, 121, 129, and 135 regarding the security of small commercial aircraft and the airports that serve them.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 52 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas and 3 absent.
And so committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 52 has passed the Senate.
House Concurrent Resolution number 65 by the Labor and Management Committee requesting the Governor to endorse the United States Department of Labor's decision to establish a Job Corps Center in the state. The Labor and Management Committee considered this resolution and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, concurring Senators Coletta, Ray, Dankworth, and Bradley. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Ferguson. Hearing no objection, the committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution number 65 by the Labor and Management Committee requesting the Governor to urge the United States Department of Labor to establish a Job Corps Center in the state. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Stimson on page 1. Line 14, 15, and 16, delete, replace with, whereas a Job Corps Center offers young people the opportunity to participate in programs which include training and job skills, career information, and work habits, and.
Your amendment?
Yes, Mr. President, it doesn't change the substance of the preamble clause there.
Mr. President, is there a motion?
He's moving the motion. Just move the motion, Mr.
Senator. I move the amendment, Mr. President.
I didn't want to cut off debate. I would just speak to that to move the motion.
Thank you. Just as I indicated, does not change the substance of the statement there. It just hopefully makes it a little smoother.
You ask unanimous consent?
Yes, Mr. President.
Hearing no objection, Amendment Number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Senate Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 65, amended Senate.
Senator Hackney, objection.
Mr. President, just to ask a question, I assume that the money that would be used to establish a Job Corps Center would be federal money, and I would assume also that would be soft federal money. And I wonder if that was considered when this resolution was presented, that we might again be sticking our feet into some federal quicksand that may fall right out from underneath us. I notice that it predicates up to 80 positions for instructors, and again, I assume those would all be underwritten by the federal government. I suggest to you, Mr. President, that that's pretty chancy money.
I tend to agree, sir. I feel we'll be budgeting these 80 positions within a few years if we accept. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 65 as amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 2 nays, and 3 absent.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 65 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. That brings us to the bottom of today's calendar. And does anyone have anything under unfinished business? Does anyone wish the floor under special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Sackett.
Pre-conference on the budget will meet at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And we'll be going to Portland.
Thank you, sir. And I'll meet all you ladies and gentlemen on the steps of the Capitol here in about 20 minutes. Senator Bennett.
Pre-conference committee on Senate Bill 84 will meet this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Senate Finance Chamber.
Yes, sir. Senator Coletta, did you wish to?
You want to recess until 4:30?
Do you wish 4 or 4:30? 4, you're going to go, they're going to go till 4.
They're going to go till 4:30.
Oh, all right.
We won't disrupt that then.
Yes, please, let's not disrupt the free conference committee.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate recess to a call of the chair, 4:30.
I object, Mr. President.
Objection is noted. We'll stand at ease. Senator Coletta has moved that the Senate recess till 4:30 this afternoon. The Senate stands in recess. We'll go to standing committee reports first, get that out of the way, and then we'll come back and try and absolve the snarl.
No snarl.
It's perfectly legal. Can we open on standing committee reports?
Yeah.
Considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 1031, continuing the existence of the Board of Electrical Examiners and amending the statutes relating to the powers and duties of the board, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and a majority do pass, signed Senator Bradley, chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiluski and Stimson. Senator Kelly signed, no recommendation. 1031 has no further referral.
Rules.
That's the only standing committee report this afternoon.
Then we can proceed on to the, there's no other further business till the calendar.
That's right.
And before us at this time, I believe, was House Bill 22, the issue of germaneness was raised, which is something the body should vote on in toto, so we need to make some procedural motions to get us back where we can.
Mr. President, I'd move that the Senate rescind its action in adopting the Rules Committee substitute, namely third Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 22.
I believe we have to move it back to second first and then...
No, we have to rescind our action. We did adopt it.
But we then moved it to third. Is it in third reading? Could we have a motion to move it back to second reading?
We can do it either way.
Unsnarl.
All right, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that third Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 22 be returned to second reading.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 22 is returned to second reading. Now?
All right, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate rescind its action in adopting the Rules Committee substitute, namely third Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 22.
Hearing no objection, this brings the issue before us again. Senator Haletta?
Yes. I'm going to move it.
Will you move
to
that?
Hold. Do you wish to address the issue of germaneness
I would
at this
say.
Time, or would you prefer that we just hold that issue?
That's
one
strictly
day
up
along
to you,
with
sir,
the bill.
If you wish to hold it. The next issue on this will have to be a motion to accept the bill, not, or accept the matter of germaneness, notwithstanding the objection raised to the issue. If the vote then carries. Yes, sir?
May we stand at ease for one moment, Mr. President?
Yes, sir, if you wish.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 22 be held one legislative day.
There are no objections, so ordered. Is there any further business to come before this body? Is there any last-minute announcements, or? Senator Cliver?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.